With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The New Hampshire primary is underway, and former President Trump criticizing opponents who are trying to use the courts to try to stop his campaign.
It's going after your political opponent. Nobody's ever done this before in the history of our country. They do it in third world nations, but they don't do it here. And, you know, that's a two-way street. That can happen to them also. It's a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous precedent that they are setting.
Giving a Salem Radio Network interview, GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley says despite what happens today in New Hampshire, she is not quitting and will press on to South Carolina and beyond.
We have definite plans of going, you know, right into South Carolina and right into Super Tuesday. You know, I did something that the other candidates didn't do. I didn't blow through my money. I actually saved it.
The biggest question is whether Haley will be able to cut into Trump's margin or pull off an upset victory as his last major primary rival. Also at srnews.com, as the presidential campaign heats up, the Biden administration doubling down on abortion access.
Just a few days after tens of thousands of people attended the March for Life in Washington, President Biden took aim at Republican efforts to limit abortion rights. The president labeled the laws as extreme and said they have no place in the U.S. With plans to make it a campaign issue in 2024, the president, vice president, and their spouses will hold a political rally later today in Northern Virginia to make the case for reproductive freedom.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Nearly 30,000 employees at the California State University system have reached a tentative contract agreement and will end their planned strike against the nation's largest public university system. That deal was announced Monday night. The Dow is down 184 points, the NASDAQ losing 17. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church in America sends a letter to the president.
The denomination wants Mr. Biden and his administration to stop pushing the transgender agenda, including sex change operations for children. A PCA spokesman tells the Christian Post, quote, "It is more important than ever to protect children from the harms that come from rejecting biological sex. God created humanity male and female. Persons who try to change their biological sex are attempting the impossible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Carolina school board's decision to reject two LGBT provisions that the General Assembly directed districts to comply with could lead to legal action. One provision requires that schools alert parents before a student goes by a different name or pronoun, while the other bars instruction against transgenderism in kindergarten through fourth grade. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board has voted unanimously to defy the state legislature. This is SRN News. The United Airlines CEO voicing frustration over ongoing manufacturing problems at Boeing.
Scott Kirby says the airline will consider alternatives to buying a future larger version of the Boeing 737 MAX. Kirby tells CNBC that Boeing needs to take real action to restore its previous reputation for quality. United has dozens of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners that have been grounded for almost 3 weeks after a panel blew out of an Alaska Airlines MAX 9 in mid-flight. Kirby is calling it the last straw for United. Rich Thomason reporting.
Lockheed Martin Corporation reporting fourth quarter earnings of $1.87 billion. The Bethesda, Maryland-based company said it had a profit of $7.58 per share. Those results exceeded Wall Street expectations. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.